that. So I've kind of, knowing that I'm going to love it, I love it all, knowing that I've listened to it later and I've loved it, it's kind of like one of them like special treats. Like, right. You know, like, oh, I'm going to open up that candy, you know, on a special day, you know, special occasion. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into that one.
Yeah. That one has an old sound. Like, if you told me that one, if that was the sophomore album, I would have believed you.
Or something in between this one and like yeah. Check Your Head. Like, yeah. That would fit like right in the mix. Yeah. But where were we at? Where the hell are we?
We left off at the Ramones.
Yes. We played Susie as a Headbanger by the Ramones, and then Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash. One single line sampled, but it's a sample. It's going on the list. One of the 105. Coming up next.
Yeah, Rolls Royce.
Let's rock.
That's from the Car Wash soundtrack.
6 o'clock. Let's rock. Yes. Off the that soundtrack with that really awesome Richard Pryor movie. And I don't think anyone's ever worked at a car wash that fun.
Yeah, like, right. No.
I've had friends that worked at car washes. I got a totally different story.
Yeah. Totally. All right, here we go.
Take it away, Rose.
We'll be right back. you know I've had my share. When my woman left home, I ran out there, but I still don't seem to care.
Came see. songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Hello, we're back.
I guess we are.
Play there.
I just thought I'd burp into the microphone. Very, very professionally.
Because you're classy like that.
Well, I thought it was going to be like one of those ones that slipped out like all, you know, like I was just breathing, but it was one of them.
It's never that way. Like when you,
when you hear them.
No, I don't mean you. I just mean like when you think like, I'll just let this out silently. Like it's, that's when it's like, you know.
Was it the movie Step Brothers? Like, did you just fart? Yeah, I could hear it. Well, I didn't think you'd be able to smell it. They're in a closed room. Where do we start?
We started that with Rose Royce doing 6 o'clock DJ.
Oh, we did. We did.
Car
we did.
Wash soundtrack.
We did. Tell Me Something Good. The Ronnie Laws version of it.
Oh, very cool. Very
pretty,
cool.
Pretty fucking great. Loved it. Good Times, Bad Times. Led Zeppelin.
Who?
This band, they're from the 70s.
Probably never heard
the
of
guitarist
them.
Married like a 13-year-old girl or something.
Nobody talks about it.
Yeah, just like, and it's always the weirdest people that get the pass, you know what I mean? Like him and like Dane Cook's girlfriend, who's like 22 now. They started dating when she was 16 or something. I'm
right,
like,
he's like 42 or something. Like,
and also he's Dane Cook, like. I wonder if she likes him for his money.
Yeah.
Because, I hope so, girl, because if this is really, like, you know, sending some strong, you know, lion man vibes that you want to hop on, you maybe want to reassess something. maybe talk to your sister or something. From there,
we went to Johnny the Fox meets, it cuts off, I don't know, is it Jill?
No. What is it? Here, I'll hit it and then I'll pause it. Uh, It's Thin Lizzy.
Johnny the Fox meets Jimmy the Weed.
Oh, that classic too. Into one of Claudia's favorites.
Donovan.
Donovan. I think you have about as many Donovan albums as you do Cake CDs.
This is true.
I think that's your game with your collecting is like there's got to be some equilibrium. Like you can get other stuff, but the Donovan Cake ratio needs to be a 1-to-1 kind of thing. You do have a lot of Donovan, and there ain't nothing wrong with it.
You have your jam bands. I have mine.
I don't have jam bands. I just like Primus a lot.
Oh, okay.
And Ween's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's like me with musicals. I'm like, I hate musicals, except for...
Except for the three really great ones I love.
Yeah.
Hurdy-Gurdy Man.
Hurdy-Gurdy Man.
Hurdy-Gurdy Man. And...
Yeah, no.
Is that where we finished
That's
off?
That's where we finished
off. Oh. What time are we looking at? Oh, whoa. We better stop fucking running our goddamn mouths and play some of this goddamn music. Boogie On, Reggae Woman. By the one, the only Stevie Wonder. Helgon, take me away.
2 hours went fast tonight. It always does, but
I know this was it was particularly fun music. We were bopping and dancing, having a good time. Good set of tunes to do that too.
Yeah, for sure. Funky, funky.
That last one was the one and only Grace Jones, who is playing the Fox Theater next month. Sadly, on the same fucking day, we'd already bought tickets to go see Roger Waters. I almost said John Waters, but you want to talk about duets? That would be great. But if you're not obligated to the Pink Floyd Boomer concert, I'd recommend going to the Grace Jones concert. So because I sure as fuck would love to go to that. But yeah, Nipple in the Bottle. Started that set off with what was it?
Boogie on Reggae Woman by Stevie Wonder.
Boogie on Reggae Woman. Will we ever meet Stevie? Maybe one of these days, G. I'd like to think that they did meet Stevie at one point. Right, you know?
I believe so.
It'd be kind of weird if they didn't.
An
80s know.
Award show somewhere.
Yeah. Even if it was backstage, casually. And then it was...
Hey, Pocky Away by The Meters.
By The Meters. Holy Ghost by The Bar K's. It ended off, once again, a Nipple in the Bottle. Grace Jones. This is a filling up one for the road, I guess. Right. I don't know. I think one of my favorite things with her was Pee Wee's Playhouse, the Christmas special. She did Rum-pa-pum-pum. She came out of the box. She was accidentally delivered. She was supposed to go to the White House, but they delivered her to the Playhouse instead. And she came out in this really crazy avant-garde looking gown and thing and did Rum-pa-pum-pum, Little Drummer Boy, and it was great. And I'm not one for Christmas songs, but that one kicked ass. Right. Which is also interesting. It was supposed to go to the White House, so that was supposed to go to Ronald Reagan.
Right.
I didn't even realize that until we were talking about it the other day. I was like, well, who was president? Oh, my God.
Reagan White House. Sure, that would have gone over well.
Well, that's how black folks had to get into the White House back in those days. Yeah, right. You had to use the mail. Anyways, we're about done.
We're taking you out on a Beastie Boys
song. An actual track from the album, yeah. Which was not it was a hard one. It was not an easy one, I'll say that. It wasn't say hard, but like, it was not an easy one to pick. But we're going out with Shadrach. Great fucking song. We'll see you next Tuesday. Yeah. Bringing down a bunch of punk rock 45s and got some couple new compilations and stuff with a bunch of blues and old crazy stuff on it. So we'll just be throwing together a set. But until then, see you next Tuesday.
See ya.
It's your boy Sifo here, here to let you know that the 5th Annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival is March 1st through 7th, 2020, with special podcasts and comedy shows 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. all week. Get your tickets now on Eventbrite. Just search Mutiny Radio and get ready for...
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be... like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499. John Wessick here. I have a new poetry collection on Amazon. Here's the title poem, The Shaman in the Library. Naked except for a loincloth, ritual scars and streaks of red clay, he attends the staff meeting. Bowl haircut, back straight, face impassive. Why is he here? No one knows. Since the library opened, he's pushed the loaded book cart and replaced Suzanne Summers and Gwyneth Paltrow in the diet and exercise section. Trembling patrons pay late fees promptly when he stands by the circulation desk. A few parents complain their teenagers shadow him, chasing rumors of hallucinogenic ayahuasca vines hidden in the botany section. And after the singed carpet incident, management forbade cooking fires. No more fresh rabbit meat, only packets of microwaved cassava. He pricks his fingertip at shift's end and fills out his timesheet with human blood. It's a good life. His employer provides health insurance and a retirement plan. But when the wild parrots come to strip fruit from nearby trees, he remembers the land of his birth, his vision quest, fasting to the point of death, and how his spirit animal came to him. He remembers inhabiting the jaguar's body, its savage strength, and the power he gained, power to take life and heal. Free from culture and convention, he hunted at night, the heart-pounding chase, the taste of wild boar's blood.
I was really just cool. Leaving the theater.
Cadillac, convertible 1969 gold Cadillac with the white interior. I drove it up here.
And I started to do some thinking.
Around in it on the freeway, and I'm having a really, really good time.
Flat black glass.
Smoking big spliffs and cruising
Saturday
that Cadillac
too.
On the freeway. Good feeling,
I am
I'll
a total
you.
Friend of Laurie Sterling's voice is absolutely right. I am Teddy Bellius, an adolescent. And I will cut the
Hello, Blake. Henry! Yeah. Charlie here. Yeah. I have a report here, Henry, from your chief nurse, Major O'Houlihan. she makes some accusations, Henry, I find pretty hard to believe.
The dude minds, man.
Black Bloc, a novel about protest from Sanjiro, a sample. The walk from Union Square to the bar is a long way for a drink, so you want a few stopovers. You get warmed up at Lefty O'Doul's, an old-time tavern with memorabilia and a menu from another century. Then a Market Street dive to rub elbows with the hoi polloi. Next is a Folsom Leather Bar. The dark goth soundtrack is a refreshing change from the usual jukebox anthems, but you must avert your eyes lest you observe gentlefolk in flagrante. That means fucking. Tonight, none of these places are open unless looters are broken in. The city is shut down because of the riots. Thank you. Find me at sanjurowriter.com, and Black Bloc is on Amazon.
Got the Mutiny, Mutiny Radio. Got the Mutiny, Mutiny Radio. Got the Mutiny, Mutiny Radio, my friend. Got Mutiny, Mutiny Radio. Got Mutiny, Mutiny Radio. Got Mutiny Radio, my friend.
Have you heard of Subliminal SF? Visual and auditory mind control. Graphic design, physical merchandise, live music promotions. Go! www.subliminalsf.com for the most amazing t-shirts you've ever seen. Graphic design for every need. And live music promotion at some of the best bars in San Francisco. That's Subliminal SF, visual and auditory mind control. Go to subliminalsf.com now.
Safe sex is more than just avoiding STIs and pregnancy, no matter what you're into. Make sure that you and those around you feel safe, comfortable, and are having a good time. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
October 9th through 16th, 2022. The 7th Annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival is coming to you, San Francisco and beyond. So many venues this year. Atlas Cafe, Madame Racecar, The Bar on Dolores, El Rio, Baby Blues Barbecue, OMG, and the Alameda Comedy Club, as well as Emperor Norton's Booze Land and Mutiny Radio. 28 shows all week. Get your tickets at Eventbrite and for free on Sunday the 16th. It's a block party, part of the Phoenix Day Block Party CU, or Livable City, who brought you Sunday Streets. We're going to have a block party. We're going to have a bacon food truck, art vendors, 40 comedians from all over the United States outside, ready to make you laugh. Please come out to the 7th Annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival at 8 different venues, October 9th through 16th, 2022. See you there.
The National Lawyers Guild is dedicated to the need for basic change in the structure of our political and economic systems. They seek to unite lawyers, law students, legal workers, and jailhouse lawyers of America to function as an effective political and social force in the service of the people, to the end that human rights shall be regarded as more sacred than mere property interests. For more information about your legal rights, how to obtain legal assistance, or to donate, please contact the National Lawyers Guild at nlgsg.org. That's nlgsg.org. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
LSD, FAP, acid fapping, fapping and acid, fapping, fapping and acid, fap, 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 acid. Thank you, that song is called Acid and Fapping.
My name is Breakfast, and I'm running for Chancellor of the United States of America. For too long, we have gone without a chancellor who is willing to take bold leaps of faith and logic to create new possibilities for our great, big, fat nation. As your chancellor, I will balance the budget on the head of a pin, give entertaining speeches, have scandalous affairs, write strongly worded letters to unpopular foreign leaders, look good on camera, end all hunger, crime, abuse, war, disease, disasters, sadness, depression, oppression, repression, suppression, transgression, obsession, expression, impression, regression, and digression by signing pieces of paper that express my disapproval of such things. And invest in an American flag pin to be worn prominently on my stylish jackets. It's time to work together to take the country back from us and return it to ourselves. It's time to turn this country around and drive it into opposing traffic. It's time to take a chance on the Chancellor.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
John Wessick here. I have a new poetry collection on Amazon. Here's the title poem, The Shaman in the Library. Naked except for a loincloth, ritual scars, and streaks of red clay, he attends the staff meeting. Bowl haircut, back straight, face impassive. Why is he here? No one knows. Since the library opened, he's pushed the loaded book cart and replaced Suzanne Summers and Gwyneth Paltrow in the diet and exercise section. Trembling patrons pay late fees promptly when he stands by the circulation desk. A few parents complain their teenagers shadow him, chasing rumors of hallucinogenic ayahuasca vines hidden in the botany section. And after the singed carpet incident, management forbade cooking fires. No more fresh rabbit meat, only packets of microwaved cassava. He pricks his fingertip at shift's end and fills out his timesheet with human blood. It's a good life. His employer provides